Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom, could you hold it for me?
What's Jasper doing?
Making a mess.
Hi, Jasper.
There you go, Tohitsu, Tom. Here, hold this.
What is it?
It's a table saw, Tom.
I can see that.
So why'd you ask?
I mean this thing. What is this thing?
Oh, that's a new idea of mine.
One of his better ideas.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
You should be. You know what great ideas Jasper comes up with.
Take a guess, Tom.
Well, it looks like one of those...
That's right, Tom. That's exactly what it is.
He saw one on the Wheel of Fortune.
You know where they spin the wheel and you win all sorts of prizes?
We're going to give away prizes?
In your dreams.
I'm building three wheels.
Maybe you shouldn't tell me.
He's going to give away names.
Names?
Indian names, Tom. You wouldn't believe how many people have written in who want an Indian name.
How many?
None.
But they will. As soon as I get this wheel built, here, hold this.
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper, why would we want to give away Indian names?
Capitalism, Tom. I saw it on the Learning Channel.
Jasper's an intellectual.
The law of supply and demand.
The law of supply and demand?
Indian names are in demand.
That's because Indians are in short supply.
You know, you gotta feel sorry for whites. The names they get stuck with would curl your teeth.
Jasper.
Brian Mulroney, John Crosby.
Jasper.
Ralph Klein, Mark Atwood, Conrad Black. Do you have any idea what happens to people with names like that?
They get rich.
Jasper, why would anyone but an Indian want an Indian name?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Tom. You know what is really sad?
Don't ask.
Indians who don't have Indian names.
Jasper.
Like you, Tom. You don't have an Indian name.
Jasper.
Tom King. Sort of sounds like a bell ringing.
Look, I'm perfectly happy
Tom
with...
Tom King. Ding dong.
Jasper.
Dong ding.
Maybe Tom would like to spin the wheel.
Well, the wheels aren't done yet, but you can be the first.
It's okay, Jasper.
Here's how it works. There are three wheels. Each wheel has a set of names.
Couldn't we just stick with stuff like, you know, music and guests?
The first wheel has first names on it.
Names like, say, Albert, or Peter, or Rosie, or Michelle.
Jasper watches north of 60.
The second wheel will have verbs and participles.
Participles?
Yeah, you know, Tom. They used to be verbs, but now they're not.
Running, standing, sitting.
Heavy, red, big.
And guess what's going to be on the last wheel?
That's right, Tom. Nouns.
Eagle, hawk, bear, runner, kettle, rider. You get the idea?
I'm afraid I do.
So when someone writes in for an authentic Indian name, we spin the wheel.
And they get an Indian name.
Hand me that board, Tom.
Jasper, isn't it time for the show?
You're right, Tom. You all set?
I guess.
Take it away, Tom.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavyhand.
And the other guy.
So, Tom, it's another episode of the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour. Why don't you tell our listeners who our guests are?
You haven't told me who our guests are. You said you would, but...
I faxed you the names.
I don't have a fax.
Laura Vincent, Shania Twain, and Elijah Harper.
And in our second half hour, we'll be talking to Native activist Louis Riel.
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper, why do you keep promising that we're going to talk with Louis Riel in the second half hour?
You always keep your best guests for last.
We don't have a second half hour.
That way your audience stays with you.
And Louis Riel is dead.
You lug nuts want some coffee?
I'm not paying for it this time.
Wouldn't hear of it. Just put it on my tab, Gracie.
You don't have a tab.
Oh, all right. But this is the last time.
Hey, you hear that music?
Yes, I hear it.
You know what it's for?
I'm afraid to ask.
King's Traditional Aboriginal Decorating Tips.
And what's your traditional Aboriginal decorating tip for today, Tom?
Ventilation and natural lighting.
Great idea, Tom. Sometimes we concentrate too much on those wonderful objets d'art, rugs, paintings, sculpture, etc. that can really make a room. And we forget about the larger aesthetic and health considerations that have to be part of an overall living plan.
Like a smoke hole.
Well said, Tom.
So, where do we put the smoke hole?
I was thinking that a good place for it would be over that table right there.
I'll get the goggles and the ladder.
Smoke hole?
You've been in traditional teepees and longhouses, haven't you, Tom?
Well, not exactly.
Well, the next time you're invited into a traditional home, look up and find the smoke hole.
It lets out all that nasty stale air and lets in all that lovely natural light.
All set?
Let her rip!
Timber!
Yeah!
Whoa, that's much better.
I can feel the difference already.
What do you think, Tom? Tom?
He's under the section of the roof.
What's he doing there?
Come on, help me. Pull him out before he starts to bother the customers.
You okay, Tom?
What happened?
You were sharing one of your traditional Aboriginal decorating kits with us when a piece of the roof fell on you.
Oh.
So, the next time you're sitting on the couch watching television and you notice that the air is stale and you're just not getting the natural light you need...
Do what native people do.
Home decoration, the Aboriginal way.
Who cut the hole in the roof?
You hear that music, Tom?
The show's over?
No, Tom. It's time for Friendly Bear's Blackout Bingo.
Jasper, I'm a little confused. Now, about that hole in the roof.
B8!
B8?
That's right, Tom. B8.
But you already called that number.
So?
So you can't call the same number twice.
Why not?
Jasper, I think Laura Vincent's here.
Great. Send her on back.
What about the bat?
Maybe they can wait in the parking lot. Laura, come on in.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, Laura, to our show. What else do you do, where we interview famous Native celebrities? So, Laura, what else do you do?
Oh, where do I start? I'm doing social work at the Ben Castle Society with Native youth, and I'm doing a radio show, and as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to run away to Massillon for a holiday and get out of here. As soon as it gets to be winter.
Oh. You know, I've been always wanting to ask this. So, Laura, how do you do it?
Maybe what?
How do you sing? How can you do it?
I started singing in little folk clubs when I was in university in the little coffee houses. Now I'm really dating myself, right back when the folk days were having eons ago. And that's how I started, and then through university eventually, and going and working in bars. And until a few years ago, and we got really, really good at working in bars, which means we get really, really good at selling booze and making people drunk. And I got to the point where I just didn't think that was a great thing to be doing with a gift like music. So I quit doing that.
Oh.
I just do special things now.
So what's your favorite color?
Turquoise. Everything I own is turquoise.
That's a real spiritual color.
Yeah, it is. It's the color of communication.
Is your band okay out there in the parking lot? They're all right?
Oh, they're probably used to it by now.
Well, maybe we can invite them in after.
Yeah,
for coffee.
They'd probably like to see your smoke hole. It's quite a nice design.
That's where all the ugly stuff, smelling stuff all goes out.
Part of our show on Aboriginal decorating tips.
Okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, the alarms didn't go off if you're smudging stuff. We have big problems with that in the dressing room sometimes when we're going to perform.
That's really common with Native people. You know, when you go to a powwow, you have to run in a dressing room, put on your Native clothes, and then the traditional way is you have to smudge before you go and dance. So we're sitting here with a little, what do you call those little seashell things you get from the ocean?
We carry
that around, so we put the smudge in there and we burn it. Everybody's smudging away.
And that's what we do, too, before we do a performance, because we have dancers in the show, too. Mm-hmm. And, well, not just because of them, but we'd like to do it. And then some of those places that have the smoke alarm and stuff, it doesn't work very well. So it's setting off the alarm just before the performance. There was somebody else is on stage. It's like, yep.
Well, if you need us to go cut a hole in the roof.
Okay, we'll
call
it.
So, Laura, Thank you for coming on our show.
My pleasure.
Yeah. It was a real pleasure, a real treat.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Yeah, and sorry that your band had to wait outside.
Tell them hello for us.
They're used to it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Boy, that was really interesting.
So, what do we do now?
Oh, maybe we could just play some music?
Let me check my book.
Book?
Jasper's been keeping a book of ideas for the show.
Every time I get a good idea, I write it down.
The book's almost full.
I get a lot of good ideas.
Hunting mistakes you can avoid?
Haven't quite worked that one out yet.
10 reasons why it's good to have Indians in Canada?
Think about it. We could get t-shirts made up.
If we don't get sued first.
Here, see what you think, Tom. Ten reasons why it's good to have Indians in Canada. Reason number one.
Hang on, Jasper. Aren't you supposed to start with reason number 10?
I don't have reason number 10 yet.
He's only thought of one reason so far.
Okay. We ready?
I guess.
10 reasons why it's good to have Indians in Canada. Reason number one. Provincial and federal law enforcement personnel get to practice on live targets.
Jasper!
Yes?
Jasper!
Yes?
Jasper, you can't say that.
He just did.
It's not a good idea.
Why not?
It could get you-know-who mad at us.
Holy. I wouldn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Good idea.
Well, how about fewer refugees need to be brought in to fill minimum wage jobs?
Haven't we just about run out of time?
It only feels like that.
Did we do bingo yet?
Yes!
Okay. Well, looks like we have just enough time to dive into our mailbag and ask Tonto.
Not that.
Ask Tonto, where our listeners can write in with their questions about Canadian culture. What do we have in the mailbag, Tom?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. No letters, no postcards, no summons, no nothing.
Gracie?
Here's a letter that just arrived.
Gracie, you gotta stop writing these letters.
Dear Tonto, everyone here loves the show. We just wanted to know if John Kim Bell is married.
John Kim Bell? Isn't he that famous Mohawk conductor?
He's cute.
Why don't you just call him up and ask him?
That's a great idea.
Foundation?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jasper Friendly Bear from the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour. Could I speak to John Kim Bell?
Yes, and your name again, sir?
Jasper Friendly Bear.
One moment, please.
Good morning, John Kim Bell.
Oh, John.
This is
Jasper Friendly Bear from the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour. We just wanted to ask you a very simple question.
Certainly.
Yeah, we just wanted to find out if you're married.
Who wants to know?
Gracie. Didn't you want to know, Gracie?
Yes. Are you married, John?
Yes, I am.
Oh, gee, that's great.
Well, that's really great. That's all we wanted to know.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
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 And there you have it.
I don't believe you called John Kim Bell.
Uh-oh. Hear that? That's the end of our show.
My favorite part of the day.
Next time, we'll start giving away Indian names. Could you hold that board down, Tom?
In the meantime, this is Gracie Heavyham.
And Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Tom King saying,
So long for now.
And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs. Come on, Tom. Let's get these wheels done so you can spin for an authentic Indian name.
I don't need an Indian name.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
You'll feel a lot better once you get one.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.